Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today with Dr. Tryon Wickersham from Texas AgriLife. Back with Dr. Wickersham in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
We're talking with Dr. Tryon Wickersham from Texas AgriLife from Texas A&M University out of College Station. Dr. Wickersham, let's talk a little bit about your presentation here at the 2020 Cattlemen's College. You focused on beef sustainability, and you indicated that we've got a really good story to tell. Why is that?
Yes, sir. So mainly what it focused on today was talking about protein upcycling and the capacity of cattle in particular to take low-quality forages, bioproducts, and other biomass sources that humans can't utilize and convert that into beef, a product that's got a great nutritional profile, supply amino acids as well as micronutrients, and do that in general not competing a lot with humans for sources of human edible protein.
Right. When you say protein upcycling, explain that to us.
So what that means is we're taking low-quality protein, so protein that doesn't do a good job of meeting our amino acid requirements. So amino acids are basically molecules we need to live, and some of those are essential. We must consume them in the diet. Human edible sources like corn provide some amino acids, but they do a very poor job of providing the essential amino acids. And so when we feed that poor quality source of amino acids to cattle, through the activity of the ruminal microbes, they're going to increase the quality of that protein. And then that protein's deposited in muscle, and then we go ahead and consume that muscle. So the upcycling is adding value to proteins that are of a low quality, either because we can't consume them, or if we do consume them, they don't do a good job meeting the human's requirements.
There are those that are very critical of animal agriculture that say that we should take those feedstuffs that we're giving the animals and dedicate that to human hunger.
Yes,
and you had a super interesting graphic that you talked about what if when you start talking about at least the grain portion of a bovine's typical diet over the course of his life.
So when we look over in the entire production system, we're looking at somewhere around 700, 800 pounds of corn going into that animal. And if we took that corn and redirected it to feeding humans, in particular toddlers, because they have the highest amino acid requirements and their growth, they're in a really important time of growth, cognitive development. And so if we meet those requirements, they do a lot better. If we fed them corn and used just the corn and said we could get them to eat that much corn and not be obese, if we use that corn, we could only feed 3 toddlers. If we take that corn and all the other byproducts, the biomass forages that are used in the beef cattle production system, and fed that corn in combination with those, we can feed the 17 toddlers. So a really nice story in terms of being able to say we're taking this human edible protein, we're adding, one, a lot of human edible protein to it from other sources, but we're improving the quality, and we can roughly feed more than 4 times the number of children by using beef cattle.
So we do have an excellent story. You were also saying that it's a net positive when you start talking about the total beef system from the cow calf to the stocker phase to the feedlot phase.
Yes, sir. It's definitely a positive system. The cow calf segment kind of leads the way in terms of just their overall large dependence on forages and byproducts that humans can't consume, and then the stockers. Utilize a lot of forage. In the feedlot, they're going to feed more human edible protein, but they're doing some positive things for us as well from a methane standpoint and just an overall efficiency. And then the quality and consistency of the product is really improved in the feedlot system.
To get to these conclusions, you've done a lot of research and worked with one of the top feedlots in America.
Yes, sir. We've been fortunate in that Cactus Feeders has partnered with us on a lot of this research and provided us access to some information that there's just no way a university could ever produce themselves, and really partnered with us to model sustainability. And I think they have a really good model this aspect of sustainability, and they have a really good story to tell in terms of just the utilization of byproducts and how that's changed net protein contribution in the cattle feeding industry, particularly theirs, because that's what we modeled. But
right.
Couldn't have done it without a great partner like Cactus Feeders.
And you know, at the end of the day, this particular study, what do you feel are the prime takeaways? What can we really hang our hat on about the beef industry from this study?
Okay. The number one takeaway is we're adding human edible protein and a high quality source of human edible protein to the human food supply. We're not really competing with humans the way we produce beef in the United States, and we're able to feed more people a higher quality diet as a result of the beef cattle production system.
So bottom line, I think the challenge you gave to cattle producers today is that you need to understand that we've got a good story and we need to be not bashful.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. We have a great story, and we have a great story in a lot of other segments as well and a lot of other things we're doing from an animal health, animal welfare standpoint, and it's just making the consumer across the country aware of the good things we're doing and explain to them if they have confusions or question, if they have confusion or questions about what we're doing, explain why we're doing this and hopefully educate them and help them understand, and hopefully they come away with a greater appreciation for all the hard work cattle producers across the country are putting into the product.
Dr. Trine Wickersham, who says, no doubt about it, beef can have a very useful role in helping feed the world. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's time for the 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, happening Saturday, March the 21st at 12:30 at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring 125 registered Angus bulls, 40 registered Angus females, and 30 commercial Angus spring calving heifers with many calves at their side. Catalogs are available online at pollardfarms.com, or you can call 580-758-1464. The 21st Annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March the 21st in Waucomas, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.